Okay, let's jump right in. Today, we're looking at something a little different, this really charming short story called Bubbles in the Breeze.
Yeah, it's short, it's fun, but actually, there's quite a bit packed in there.
Exactly. It seems simple, but it's got these neat little nuggets about, creativity, trying things out.
And what happens when your experiment kind of goes off the rails?
Totally. So our mission really is to unpack this little tale, find those lessons about invention, and maybe dealing with the unexpected.
Sounds good. It's a great metaphor, I think, for lots of real-world stuff.
Right. So the scene opens. It's Petalville Park, a lovely spring morning, and our main character is Lulu the ladybug.
Little inventor, big ideas. She wants to make the ultimate bubble mix.
Yeah, and the recipe is where it gets interesting. It's got like Daisy Dew, soap, standard enough, and then this one drop of dragonfly sneeze.
Yeah. The story's a bit vague on, how she got that.
Right. But that's the key, isn't it? That one weird ingredient, the wild card.
Absolutely. That's the dragonfly sneeze in any project, the thing that makes it unique, maybe a bit unpredictable.
Definitely. And she ropes in her friends to test it out. Benny the beetle, Sally the snail.
And Max the mosquito, who sounds like he's already got plenty of energy.
Oh, yeah. So testing begins. First bubble, huge, looks amazing.
Perfect, right. Exactly what she wanted, or so she thought.
But then a little breeze comes along.
And suddenly Benny the Beetle is just lifting off the ground inside the bubble.
Whoa! Okay, so that's the first, like, major unexpected result. The sneeze, it didn't just make bubbles, it made them fly.
It's a flying machine ingredient, and then, more bubbles, and suddenly all of them are airborne.
Chaos ensues, I imagine.
Pretty much bouncing off flowers, bumping into butterflies. Max is apparently yelling about the view while upside down.
That really shows how one unexpected factor can just boom, scale up like crazy.
Exactly. And one bubble apparently rolls over the mayor's hat. So, wider impacts.
Okay, right. It's not just contained.
It highlights that testing isn't just does it work? It's how does it work out in the wild? What happens when it, takes off?
So, they're all floating towards the clouds. Not exactly the plan. What do they do?
Well, luckily, Lulu, our little inventor, she had actually thought ahead a bit, maybe anticipated some level of weirdness.
Okay.
She remembered an emergency debubbling spell.
Spell, of course.
Yeah.
Always have a backup spell. What was it?
Let's see, the story says, pop a lot, plop a spot, bubble stop, and not a dot. Kind of catchy.
Yeah. And that itself is another part of the lesson, right? You need a fix when things go sideways. Did it work?
It did. Bang, bang, bang. Or, well, P.O.P. 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 Bubbles vanished.
Phew. Safe landings for everyone.
Mostly. Most bugs landed okay back in the grass, soft landing.
Mostly.
Uh-oh.
I sense a Max the Mosquito situation coming.
You guessed it. Max made a slightly different landing.
Where?
Right into someone's picnic lemonade.
Oh, perfect. A sticky ending.
A perfect, slightly messy final data point, you could say. Even the fix wasn't totally clean.
That's such a good point. The main crisis is averted, but there are still these little, splashy consequences. So after Max gets fished out, what's the vibe?
Well, they all look at Lulu, probably a bit dazed, maybe sticky. And her response is just classic inventor mode.
What did you say?
So, should we tweak the recipe?
Haha. Straight back to iteration. Love it.
Exactly. That's the takeaway, isn't it? Creativity is amazing. It literally lifted her friends. But testing shows you what really happens.
And then you adjust. You
Yeah,
iterate based on that feedback. What did the friends say? Please tell me they didn't want more flying bubbles.
they were actually keen, a big yes, but with one condition.
Which was?
But maybe no more sneezing dragonflies.
Okay. So identify the variable that caused the unplanned flight and maybe dial that back.
Precisely. That unique ingredient, the dragonfly sneeze, it gave the lift, the wow factor, but it also brought the chaos. You need to understand that element and decide how to manage it.
It's such a simple way to show that whole cycle. The unique thing can be powerful, but you got to watch it.
Yeah, thinking bigger picture, this little story is kind of a playbook for any project, really. You've got your standard stuff, your soap and do, but often it's that unconventional piece, the sneeze, that gives it the real edge, the unexpected boost.
But carries the risk of, well, lemonade landings.
Exactly.
So for anyone listening, thinking about their own projects, their own ideas.
Yeah, the story kind of asks, what's your dragonfly sneeze? What's the ingredient or the factor that could make your idea really take off?
And maybe in ways you haven't quite planned for.
Right? And knowing that, how do you prepare? How do you build in that process to test, watch what happens, and be ready to tweak the recipe when things get a bit airborne or sticky.